The top winner was a company called Spore, which makes small battery chargers that run on solar power.
My name's Jason Brown. I'm the CEO of Spore. We don't really have a titles yet, so I just kind of threw that out, but we'll figure it out moving forward, obviously.
Brown and his business partner, both seniors at Drexel, now have $10,000 and some workspace to get their company up and running. Their prototypes can charge phones, tablets, cameras.
They can charge anything that charges via USB.
With sun or even indoor lighting. Next step, Brown says, is getting more funding.
Mostly we're trying to use this $10,000 to make some really high-quality prototypes that we feel comfortable, you know, showing and highlighting in our Kickstarter video, and also that we feel comfortable, you know, giving out to the public to test.
The annual incubator competition is run by Drexel's Biata Institute for Entrepreneurship. Terry Zobel says exposure to experts, mentors, and connections is a major boost for the fledgling companies that win.
Companies that are born in incubators actually have a greater chance of success than those that just try to start it alone in a garage or, you know, your basement.
It's the first year all three winners were from the school's business college. I'm Zach Seward, WHYY News.